Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Let's get some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. Hey, I knew for a fact.
What's that?
You bring somebody in that says, hear me out. I'm like,
I didn't know what he was going to say. I didn't know what he was going to say.
What is this?
I didn't know what he was going to say, dude. I didn't know. Goodness. He just reacted to the Trae Young trade yesterday on Twitter. I was like, hey, you want to talk about that? You love Trae Young. Everybody else thinks he stinks. So, you know, that's journalism. I'm trying to get both sides.
Can I just say what kills an athlete in sports? It's not even their own doing.
Is it trade talk always from sports talk radio honks like us?
It's not that. It's the fact that we are so quick and talking heads and television shows and leagues are so quick to ascend these guys to the top of this list or this list or this list that sometimes watching the sport, you get tired of hearing that guy's name. And nothing to do with what he has said or done, you begin having a dislike for that person because of how they've put him up there. Mm-hmm. And Trae Young was that when he came out of college.
Yeah, I agree.
Jason Tatum is another example of that.
Well, he went to Duke. That's the thing. Come on.
Well, next, you know who's next on the thing?
Here's the thing, though. Can I just
Anthony Edwards.
Let me just say something real quick, because this has been a very popular thing. Jason Tatum has not gotten hate. He has not gotten hate.
No.
Jason Tatum is
only thing people are
not. He has not been put on a pedestal. This guy has been the golden boy of the NBA since he's walked in the league.
What I'm saying is that he didn't put himself there. That people have put him there, and so you have a dislike for a player because you're tired of hearing about him or you're tired of hearing what they say about him, right? And you start finding, for example, Skip Bayless's hate for LeBron was basically because they named him King James coming out of high school.
Chosen one.
The chosen one. And Skip Bayless attacked him every chance
Skip
he got.
Bayless.
That's my guy.
But that's how it goes. So we sometimes, and I don't know if this is the case with Trae, but I know that when Trae first came into the league, we got a lot of Trae.
Yep.
Right?
Not really. Northeast, we weren't saying anything about Trae Young. So
I'm not saying like the guy got to an Eastern Conference Finals even before Luka, because there was a lot of a Luka and Trae Young debate. For sure.
I don't remember those debates at all. That's why.
Well, you also made up some fake version of the Celtics that I've never.
That is a true thing. Maybe you should open up your eyes.
I gotta be honest with you. Maybe you're the one who's a little bit under a rock there, Trevor. I gotta be honest with you. Maybe you gotta tune into some other things because you haven't heard of Trae Young, who's been one of the most famous stars in the NBA over the last 5 years, and you made up a Celtics fan base contingent no one's ever heard of.
That's because you live under a rock.
Let me tell you something.
You live under a rock.
It sounds like somebody who goes out there and does secret missions for the Army. Green teamers.
No, it's not.
It's like
you're a loser. You're a loser. Open up your eyes.
Took out Bin Laden, the green teamers, as a part of the Celtics fan base. Never heard of it.
Wait, he made it sound like a group that came in out of the water with eye black.
Yeah, I'm expecting Jaylen Brown to walk off the plane down here in Miami with night vision goggles. The green teamers. But they're all O'Keefe's and O'Malley's. That's like, Agent O'Keefe. Yeah, what do you got, Agent O'Boyle? Hey, let's rub it in Miami's face a little bit more.
I'm glad he's doing it. Maybe you can do it in front of Pat Riley's front yard, too, so you can guys wake up for once. Anyways.
Actually, I would like that. If it leads to good, if this evil infestation leads to good, I'll be all for that. Whatever.
I hope someone leaves.
Though I would imagine he might be on the West Coast right now.
Yeah, are you sure? You sure? Maybe he's in
Malibu,
Mexico.
Dude.
No one lives in Malibu anymore. Everyone's selling their houses these days. Come on.
What?
Sometimes
I think you just say things.
Quality players to the Miami Heat and make trades.
Yeah.
Could you not be so much of a fraud?
No.
Like, don't go back to the guys you've trashed for 5 years.
I already have a cleansing year. I have my limits. Like, I don't want to trade for Joel Embiid, and I don't want to trade for Paul George. Like, I have my limits. Trae Young, yes, I have made fun of him for what Gabe Vincent did to him. I remember him whining like a baby when he was like, oh, the Heat are being too physical. And Bam was like, I remember Trae Young said after one
of
the games.
You're ripping him when he's not going to get back on defense. Anyways, guarantee. Mark the tape right now. I'll do that.
We'll see. Hard to say.
If it happens, I will mark this tape right now. If he does not get back on defense, you're going to rip him immediately.
Look, I got to keep people accountable. That is the case. Like, I can't just ignore things.
Can I ask you a question? If you know these facts beforehand,
mm-hmm.
why do you get mad when they happen when the person's here?
I don't understand what example you could use for me doing that.
If you know, if what Trevor is saying is true, and you know that he's going to be complaining and not getting back on defense,
mm-hmm.
then when it actually happens, can you be mad?
Sure. Of course.
Well, baby, you know it's coming!
Doesn't matter. You should have bought into Heat culture. See? You guys think I'm always going to be boxed in on this, and I'm not. Anyway.
The culture thing is done. Let's be honest.
Let's
here.
Listen. You need. I want you to do something. You're very excited being on the show. You got to calm down.
I'm just going to lay out takes like Mike Felger, anyways.
Not good ones. You've gone up here. Like,
I'm going to be like Mike Felger.
You've
here.
Gone
just
up
lay
here
out
like
takes.
You've gone up here like stand against a slider. Like not a lot of success right now, dude.
At least I could hit a slider, unlike the Marlins right now. Anyways.
Well, I mean that's not a very high bar. Worst team in the league.
He just won the last two. Can we do this after they lose five?
Lever, the worst team in the National League.
The St. Louis Cardinals are even worse.
They're 4-12 this month.
Yeah, they won last.
You could be the Oakland A's that are going to go to Sacramento, then go to Vegas. Anyways, it doesn't even have a stadium yet.
Anyway, Cat Talk, here we go. So there's a...
How we feeling?
We're feeling good.
Don't say we. I want a game seven. I want entertainment for content for all of us.
Paul Maurice.
No.
Paul Maurice says at practice that Ekblad's fine. He's just getting a day off. So he's just going out there. He says nothing he need to be out there for today. So nothing to worry about there. He is going to keep Oliver Ekman-Larsson on his top power play line because of the success that he had last game. Their power play has stunk.
What happened to the Dallas Stars. Their power play fell off a cliff when they played the Oilers. Just can tell you that.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
If I'd rather not have an advantage. I get more miserable when they go on an advantage.
Yeah, I love this idea. Like, you want him to go up there like a NFL coach, just be like, decline.
The only thing that's ever happened with me watching these guys
it's been bad.
Is they give up goals when they have the power play.
This is
Are we sure you don't have a prop bet for shorthanded goals, Leroy? Come
no.
on.
There may be some point shaving going on by Brandon Montour. I don't know what's happening here, but it has been infuriating to see for sure.
It's
hopefully
Bob is probably back there going again.
Yeah. As far as those Conn Smythe odds right now, you have a new favorite in town. There's McDavid. A new sheriff in town, McDavid. He's -200. Barkey, he is +300, 3-1 for Barkov. Sergei is around 8-1 right now, so he's fallen back. But some money has come in on Tkachuk because he's now down to he's here to +3,000. You think a Tkachuk sneak in there, Leroy, with a hat trick and a clincher? Could he sneak
no,
in? Because
they
say no
had
shot.
A hat trick and they win like 3-1, they'll give it to Bob.
Okay.
They could give it to McDavid. They've given it to a loser player before.
I don't like that.
Well, tell that to Gene Sebastian Jarre like and Ron Hextall, please.
Do you mean the losers?
Yeah, they've both have lost and won. Yeah, they have.
I wouldn't want that trophy.
Can
remember?
I just say
it
this?
Would be like
if I lose the Stanley Cup. I don't want the little trophy. I don't.
It's a good trophy to have.
It is a nice resume builder, but you know how seething it must be? Like, if he goes out there and, like, legitimately, like, climbs up this point chart and is, like, talking maybe all-time record, but he loses. It's just, like, I would be so infuriated by myself. Like, the historic greatness that I brought, and I was that close, especially if this got to a 7. If he got to a 7 and, you know, he's just... He's knocking on the door of Gretzky. He's like, guess what, dude? I'm on top, but you still didn't win the cup. That would be one of the most gut-punching feelings I feel like as a great,
well,
as like the all-time elite
athlete. Here's the deal. Wayne Gretzky told the story. He didn't win his first time either. In fact, he lost what? He got
lost to the Islanders. Yeah, he lost.
He lost 4-0 or 4-1.
Yeah,
so,
but did he end up winning the Conn Smythe that year?
No.
No.
But that's what I'm talking about.
The Islanders are so dominant in the 80s. Come on.
I'm talking Connor McDavid is able to, as he puts it, drag the Cats. If he's able to drag the Cats back to Sunrise again, it gets to a game seven, and he's the reason for it, which he probably would be because of how he's playing right now. And he wins the Conn Smythe, the Stanley Cup. It would be great, a great honor and historic. But like, you don't think he would look at that trophy every day and think to him, just be haunted?
Dreisaitl's hurt, by the way. If this has happened to Edmonton before in 2005-06, I know you guys were probably watching Heat title going down.
Yeah,
the Oilers came back from
three. You ever hear Dwayne Wade?
Yeah, I heard him. Don't worry. He's a better broadcasting career than Paul Pierce, anyways. Let's be honest.
Not a high bar.
It's not a high bar. But the Edmonton Oilers did that, and they lost in 7-3-1, and they were out of the playoffs from 06-07 to 15-16. They were spiraling, were tanking all the time.
I like the idea, though, of Leroy saying, like, every time that he looks at the trophy, he just goes, Dreisaitl.
You know he's German, right?
I do know that. Him and Dirk Nowitzki are boys.
Yes. Jan Dreisaitl is German.
Unz.
Stop it with that!
Leroy texts me today, he goes, hey, I can't come to the studio today. My neighbor's in Germany.
Is it because Leroy didn't want to see me? He was going to choke me out, probably.
No. It was just because apparently his...
I had a shirt to give you from my boys at 95.7 The Game, who are both big-time Michigan fans anyways.
Oh, Michigan fans everywhere they go, dude.
Yeah, shout out to Nahagian. He has I Hate Ohio State t-shirts. I have one. I've been waiting to give it to you anyways.
He's like, I got to go help my neighbor in Germany. So I hit him in a text with, Uns Leroy helped me with my house. Please.
And I'm like, he's not German.
I like the idea of you living next to a German.
Is he Sweden or Finnish? How about that?
It's all the same. As long as you say
oops. You ready? African.
All right.
No, really. Wait. Here's the worst part, Trevor. Tobin's met them.
Really? I didn't know which neighbor it was, dude. You just said neighbor.
Only other black ones.
Well.
Gosh.
Get it together, Tobin. Come on. Use those context clues. Did we not learn that in South Florida school?
It wasn't context. He just put Germany. I went oons.
No. This is a conversation at 9 in the morning with Tobin. That was, like, how can... Before the show even starts, I'm so mad at him. Oh, God.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up until 2 o'clock here. Got a little Goosies. No Goosies coming up later on this hour. Our favorite Thursday game. And we'll get to it. So you got your Panthers coming at you tomorrow night, game 6. They just wrapped up their short little practice and now can venture off into the great North. And hopefully close this puppy out and make Canada very sad. But obviously, it has been it is frustrating being where they're at right now, where they were up 3-0 and then dropped to. It's only been done 4 times before, Leroy. But you'll forget about all that as long as they close this puppy out and raise Lord Stanley and get that going. So we have that to we're getting into. But Udonis Haslem been playing some UD today. UD's been on on ESPN, Leroy, and today they were doing bold takes on Get Up, a.k.a. Jet Up. And Alan Hahn, who does work for MSG, Knicks stuff, Knicks broadcast, and he was giving his bold prediction, which Udonis Haslem did not like, because his bold prediction was that Jimmy Butler's time in Miami is done. And would you like to hear how Udonis Haslem reacted to this, Leroy?
Yes, I heard it.
Here was this morning on Get Up, Udonis Haslem reacting to Alan Hahn's hot take.
Jimmy Butler's days in Miami are over.
You heard Pat Riley talk.
You all right?
And Pat Riley said something that caught everybody's attention about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I'm worried about UD.
And one other thing.
There's more.
It's not just that. It's also Daryl Morey is laying in the weeds. And you remember the mistake that the Sixers made? Daryl Morey might want to fix that mistake, bring Jimmy Butler back to Philly, and put together a band that should have been together years ago.
Can't happen, right? He can't let Jimmy Butler go, right?
No.
Are you allowed to comment on this? I've lost track.
I can't really comment on that, but right. If I had to guess, I mean, I don't want to talk about it.
I'm just reading.
I don't want to talk about it. I'll just leave that one
prediction.
Alone.
That's what we're
I know
to do.
There are some things you're not allowed to comment on, and I don't want to get us in trouble for tampering, so we'll leave it.
I will be calling Jimmy after the show.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Man. So they put our guy in an awkward spot.
They put him in it's a terrible spot.
It's a terrible spot to be in.
But I will say this, he handled it well.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, do you think if they actually did have a phone call today, do you think because Beauty has said he's like I'm gonna stay at the Florida State line. Like, I'm not letting Jimmy Butler leave. Letting Jimmy Butler leave.
Listen. And keep in mind, you know why I believe him? Because he went through the D-Wade thing.
Yeah. Yep. He was there. That was,
I love the way people go. Here's what I love about fans, organizations, everybody. Oh, he's a Heat lifer. There's only been one Heat lifer, and that's UD.
20 years.
That's it. Everybody else, well, you know.
Everybody
the money made you. The money made you less of a lifer.
The
right?
You're not wrong. No, you're not wrong.
Okay.
And everybody that you look up into that rafters, every one of them had an awkward ending.
Right.
Every one of them had an awkward ending and some kind of a falling out of time with Pat Riley. Even Chris Bosh wasn't happy that the organization wasn't letting him play. He's like, but I feel fine. And they're like, no.
Right.
It all every single one of them. So is it adequate?
It's a weird thing that we're so quick to do that. Like, I mean, even some of the young guys. Oh, I could see him, and he's going to be a Heat lifer. Really? Because as soon as a big name comes up, you trade him.
Ugh, seeing all these pictures of Tatum.
So what is a Heat lifer?
What's a Heat lifer?
Yeah.
UD.
Mm-hmm.
Arisons.
And Pat. And Spo.
Did Chris Quinn play for anybody else?
Well, that's not because stop.
Lifer's a lifer until he takes the Cavs job. But that's kind of like graduating. It's not like, he's like, well, what do you want me to do, Spo? You weren't going to, unless you were going to pull a Brad Stevens and go into the front office. I don't know what you want me to do. Got to go get my job.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm seeing these photos that are really annoying me of Jason Tatum walking around Miami with the Larry O'Brien trophy. And I'm very confused because, I don't know what's real and what's not real. Because did I not just see videos of Joe Mazzulla yesterday in Boston with the Larry O'Brien trophy? How many Larry O'Brien trophies are there? What, do they have a stunt Larry O'Brien trophy?
They have one that travels, and then they put one in the one that goes into the case of the team.
So one of them has a fake?
No.
Or you're just telling me there's legit two trophies?
One gets passed around, and one gets and one stays in the. You put it. I think that's how it works. I know you get a replica. I think the team gets a replica, but it's not like the Stanley Cup. I don't think. I'm not sure.
I don't know. But he is walking around. This is allegedly going around the internet right now. This is him in Miami with the trophy, and I mean. I'm just disgusted by this. What are you going to do, man? Hey, are you seeing this down there? Get Trae Young on the phone.
No, really? You're so desperate.
Well, I don't like this. What do you mean?
No minus one here.
You're willing to sign a Travelocity guy.
That's not, it could be a great marketing play. You know, put him on the Carnival cruise, you know? What about this?
I would have a problem with this if you were a fan of Trae Young the whole time.
Why can't I appreciate something in the
No!
You know who I wasn't a fan
of?
No. I'll tell you what that happened with. I'll tell you who that happened with. Kevin Love. I wasn't a big fan of Kevin Love. Nice guy. But I wasn't I didn't know the intricacies. Remember, I used to make fun of that stupid pass that he does. But then I got to see it in action. I was like, you know what? That is pretty awesome.
I'm starting to believe that you have problems with people and you really shouldn't.
I don't really know.
You should have never had a problem with Kevin Love.
I can't help the way I feel when I watch sports. I just am what I am.
Wait, what did
Right? He was on the same team as LeBron in Cleveland.
Wait, so let me get this straight. And correct me if I'm wrong. You had a problem with Kevin Love, and you have no idea why.
Oh, I know why.
Why?
Because he played with LeBron in Cleveland.
Really?
That's really it. Yeah, that's it. I mean, if you were associated with LeBron, I was hosing you down no matter what. It's the only time I was ever mad at Dwayne Wade in my life. I'm like, you chose to go there?
Oh, but now you're not mad at Dwayne no more.
No, I love him. He's my favorite. Come on. The best. As soon as he came back that year, I was like, oh, he's back. The Vice jersey. It was delightful. But, yo, I didn't appreciate Kevin Love. Then he came down here. Appreciate him. Kyle Lowry. I had to really talk myself into that one. Still not even really.
But I see, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
I feel like you had to talk yourself into Trae Young.
Yeah. Well, Kyle didn't average 26.
And that's the problem. That I don't want to trade a whole bunch of assets for somebody you got to talk yourself into.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I had to talk myself into Kyle Lowry. And, you know, people could say, Kyle Lowry's a champion. He's a winner. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, right? But, like, you know, I'd see all these crazy stats. Like, Eric Rude mentioned, Kyle Lowry's now the eighth most makes from three-point land in his career. And I'd be like, how's that possible? He shoots three times a game. Has he been doing this his whole career? Because how come when he came down here, he shot four times a game? And he had, like, these incredible landmarks that he would be hitting. And I'd be like, this is impossible. Imagine, he'd be number one. He'd be past Steph Curry if he shot. Because on the Heat, he's shooting three times. So I had to be like, oh, what do you love about Kyle Lowry's game? Ah, the dude takes a mean charge. Great. I need some buckets, dude. I need Jovic to be like Nowitzki this year.
So
one or the other.
I would rather Jovic be Nowitzki.
Of course.
Than have Trae Young get caught up in the spin cycle eight times a game.
You don't feel like the Heat can unlock some things?
You can't. You know what I would like him to unlock from right? Trae Young? About 6 inches. Can they unlock that? Can they unlock height?
Jason, let me tell you something
dude. Can they get the grande instead of the vente or whatever they call it?
Does anybody
the little one?
Does anybody recognize these plants? Because I want this place boycotted. Whoever served Jason Tatum dinner today or lunch, wherever the hell he is with this fake alleged Larry O'Brien trophy.
Are they still going at it?
Yeah, I think the parade's tomorrow, so I think they got to leave. He's probably getting like one more breakfast and then hitting MIA.
It is tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Ugh, disgusting. Ugh. I won't be tuning in for that one.
Trevor, even if you know, act like you don't know.
He knows.
I will know because I get to watch NBC Sports Boston because I get to see Zolik and Bertrand complain about everything.
Ugh. Anyway, take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2. Let's get to the mixed bag brought to us by Broward Health. Well into your future. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. You almost made the last hour.
Yeah, whoa. What happened? A train?
There's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Train stop Scooby today? What happened?
No, I've got
There's a bird.
No, that was my microphone, sorry.
No, you know if it was a bird, it wouldn't make a sound around her.
No, it made a sound. That's why it went. I thought it was
last breath. That was the last breath.
All right, we'll start off the mixed bag here, Leroy. So, Miami Heat going into the offseason, but one guy who apparently has a lot of work to do in the eyes of Udonis Haslem is Luka Doncic. It was UD on Luka after stinking up the joint and getting his ass kicked by Boston.
Right now, to this point, everything has come easily to Luka. We see him averaging 30
And we see him almost doing a triple-double. He's leading his team in the playoffs in rebounds, assists, and scoring. Mm-hmm. He's the only person to ever do that in the playoffs, to lead the whole playoffs in rebounds, assists, and scoring. So we're witnessing greatness, and he's not in his best shape. He has to be challenged. Nobody has challenged Luka yet off the basketball court, working on his championship habits. This is where Jason Kidd comes into play. This is where that championship habit that Jason Kidd has, playing the Olympics, these are the things that Luka needs to work on. Not the basketball things that most 25-year-old guys need to go in the gym and lock themselves in the gym. Luka needs to lock himself outside the gym and work on his habits and his skill set.
One could argue that, though, as soon as they took his beer away, he wasn't playing as good.
That was a meme all over the internet.
I mean, once they took his beer away, Luka was sad he don't play as good.
Hey, wouldn't it be something if he would have took that beer and put a Muscle Milk in his hand?
Should have told that to Michael Finley anyways.
Listen, can I just say this? Like, the problem with sports right now, right? They did this. They went over this yesterday, and I don't look at the age of the guys that finally started winning championships, and now we see guys coming into the league that are so good so early that we eliminate some of the steps. Like, we think, oh, he's this good, he should be there now.
Yeah, it's like what they did with Anthony. Like, they were ready to make Anthony Edwards Michael Jordan.
Exactly. Exactly. And even the great ones have gone through trials and tribulations trying to get there. Jordan didn't win until he was 26. How old was LeBron? 26.
I think he was 26.
Right. Luka was 25 years old.
D-Wade was 24.
Well, yeah. It happens. Right? I'm not like, but for the most part.
Does feel like it's overlooked, though, a little bit, does it not?
Right, but here's the problem. We overlook it because how good he is, and we exclude the steps. We exclude some of the growing up you have to do playing the sport. I don't care how good you are. Like, before age 26, we didn't call Michael Jordan the greatest. You see what I'm saying? We called him a really good basketball player with no chip.
Speaking of, by the way, I don't know what's going on in this whole Euros right now, Leroy, the soccer tournament that's going on. But today, it was Serbia versus Slovenia.
Ooh.
And apparently, late equalizer for Serbia against Slovenia. You want to know who hit the equalizer? The guy's name?
Who?
Luka Jovic, dude. Now, that's a tandem I want.
Right.
Also, I think Goran Dragic is there. I saw him on his Instagram. He had to be so pissed. Because that dude takes his soccer seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Isn't that who got Jimmy into it?
I don't know. I think so. They used to, Jimmy had I remember the first year in the locker room, Jimmy was wearing a Slovenian national jersey.
Yeah.
From their soccer club. So he might have. He might have had a piece of it. I'm not sure. But, then Jimmy became friends with Neymar. Didn't need Goran anymore.
Right. So, yeah. So, I get everybody wanting to get on Luka. And UD's 100% right. But you also didn't hear UD say, he should already be there. Right? He's like, Luka is ahead of in some aspects of his game as far as the actual basketball stuff.
Yeah.
He's got to learn how to be a consummate pro and all the other stuff, taking care of your body, getting your body ready, and things of that nature.
So another part of the mixed bag, Leroy. So Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, he was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday, and he said that a lot of owners, Leroy, are starting to make some noise about having a max contract for quarterbacks because the numbers are getting too out of hand. Like, Joe Burrow is accounting for 25% of the Bengals cap, and that owners are looking at this and saying, hey, it's getting too crazy. We got to change something here with the quarterback contracts that are going out there. You feel like this is going to be something that pans out? Now, apparently a lot of owners are also bucking against this because, well, they've already paid their quarterbacks. So if you're...
Nope. Absolutely
no
not.
No shot this happens?
You know why? Because for the same reason why a running back can't make any money You ain't saying, oh, that guy's career is shorter. He should be getting paid more.
Yeah.
Right? Why you only want to limit one way? So, no. No, it is what it is. The market is the market. Ain't that right, Tua?
That's the words. And Tua is right, by the way. You know, like, Tua didn't get more wrong after he said that, and he saw Trevor Lawrence get the deal that he did.
Who has the shortest career in football, in sports? The running back.
Yeah, dude.
Shouldn't they be getting paid more because they play less?
Yep.
And no owner has stepped up and said, you know what? We should pay these guys more. They don't play as long. Has anybody said that?
Or you could just help yourself and like not pay Daniel Jones $40 million. Just be
here. As long as there's franchises, there's going to be stupid.
There's going to be bad decisions.
That's stupid things. And those are the guys that say, we're paying them too much. No, you are paying your guy too much because he ain't worth it.
This is why I can't stand this, because this is when like things come out in leagues and then you can't even understand the rules anymore. Like this whole second apron thing that the NBA has got to deal with. It's like, why do you have to put more trap doors to punish teams to make sure it's extra bad if you make a bad decision? I don't understand this. Who lets these things get through?
Here's the great thing about the NBA. Keep in mind, if an owner wants a championship bad enough, he don't give a rat's ass about the salary cap. Because Golden State, Miami, they blew right through that thing when they were on their run.
I'll tell you what's going to be interesting, though. Like, if you know, you can think giving a max contract can be a good thing. But here's the thing, what happens when you put a max contract? Then everybody expects a max contract. And then it's like one of these things.
Guys that don't.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, you got to max out Justin Fields. And it's like, what? What did we just do?
Because he's one of 32.
Yeah, sorry. Give it to me. Huh? Did you see Le'Veon Bell ripping Justin Fields yesterday?
Why?
There were some videos of him throwing routes and Le'Veon Bell just basically went, woof, pretty late on those.
Well, I mean, like, it's June.
Yeah, but he was throwing against nobody.
It's still like, okay. Well, maybe he got to work on some things. Like, you understand. You're filming practice. It's called practice for a reason. So you can work on your skill. So do you expect every practice to be perfect? I love the way we watched practice. These reporters and everybody go to practice and say, oh, he had a rough one. Yes, so he could get ready for the game.
Counterpoint, though, it's not a reporter. It's a Steelers great talking about the Steelers quarterback.
Well, he should know better.
Wouldn't that be concerning? Like if you went and said, Tua, woof. Like I would be concerned. No. You know what you're seeing?
No. You know why? Because it's June. He is getting ready for the season. I don't understand. Like, I remember a coach telling me one time in Baltimore. I went up there, flew up there to see him because he was, you know, they had just gotten the staff together. And he say, oh, I want to work you out. I'm like, it's March. Oh, don't worry. Just want to see where you at. I say, I'm going to tell you where I'm at. Nowhere. So we go out and work out. I go to do half of it. Like, he working me out like I would in July or June. So I stopped. Like, what? I'm not embarrassing myself out here with you. And so he said, you need to be in better shape. And I said, not in March. It's March.
Le'Veon Bell also tweeted out this morning, wake and bake, duh.
So that's the guy you listening to. See?
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell.
That dude's a dope right anyway.
Oof. Them throws are terrible. Go back to sleep. Take a nap. Maybe. And then you.
Are you doing that?
And then now he got us on our show. And then he goes, ooh, wake and bake. Do you like
no.
Anything?
It's not wake and bake. It's wake and bake, duh.
Oh, that's the reasons why you fell for it?
No, that's what he put. Like, it's the most obvious thing. That's how he's doing. He's going about his day.
All right.
I'm sorry, Le'Veon. He does not accept your football analysis of Justin Fields.
No, it's dude. I don't want. Look, I realize there's nothing to do right now. Okay, to all your people out there, I realize there's nothing to do. Okay, and y'all want any tidbit of football information that you can get, right? But in practice, if a guy doesn't have a good day, that's the point.
Dade South says
you practice to get better.
Dade South makes a great point. In the spring training game, you made fun of Curtis Granderson for stepping on his glove.
No, I didn't make him for being a bad baseball player. I made him look crazy for doing something ridiculous. That was ridiculous. So if Justin Fields was running or went to throw and stepped on his shoelace and fell on his face, okay, I'm all in. Granderson playing baseball forever, went to catch a fly ball, and stepped on his glove and fell on his face. How is that not fun?
I mean, you're making fun of the. I feel like in that case, you're not really making fun of his talent. You're making fun of him. No. He's looking a little old.
Exactly.
A little long in the tooth.
I'm making fun of the act, not of the talent. But it's like, holy smokes, dude. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
How do players get better?
Wake and bake, duh.
See what I deal with? Dude, see what I deal with? See, and this is just...
Duh, it's easy.
And John Michaels, here's the amazing thing. Right? He only gets little bits and pieces of your ass. You like this all the time. And everybody wonder why I'm so mad at Toby. I say, because y'all only getting a little piece of it.
Take it up with your German neighbor, dude.
Again, I was mad at him at 9 o'clock. An hour before the show.
Won't you hear me out?
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2. Let's get to the mixed bag brought to us by Broward Health. Well into your future. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. You almost made the last hour.
Yeah, whoa. What happened? A train?
There's a lot going on.
Train stop Scooby today? What happened?
No, I've got.
Ooh, that's
stuff.
A bird.
Yeah. No, that was my microphone, sorry.
No, you know if it was a bird, it wouldn't make a sound around her.
No, it made a sound. That's why it went. I thought it was
last over. Breath. That was the last breath.
All right, we'll start off the mixed bag here, Leroy. So, Miami Heat going into the offseason, but one guy who apparently has a lot of work to do in the eyes of Udonis Haslem is Luka Doncic. It was UD on Luka after stinking up the joint and getting his ass kicked by Boston.
Right now, to this point, everything has come easily to Luka. We see him averaging 30, and we see him almost doing a triple-double. He's leading his team in the playoffs in rebounds, assists, and scoring. Mm-hmm. He's the only person to ever do that in the playoffs, to lead the whole playoffs in rebounds, assists, and scoring. So we're witnessing greatness, and he's not in his best shape. He has to be challenged. Nobody has challenged Luka yet off the basketball court, working on his championship habits. This is where Jason Kidd comes into play. This is where that championship habit that Jason Kidd has, playing the Olympics, these are the things that Luka needs to work on. Not the basketball things that most 25-year-old guys need to go in the gym and lock themselves in the gym. Luka needs to lock himself outside the gym and work on his habits and his skill set.
One could argue that, though, as soon as they took his beer away, he wasn't playing as good.
That was a meme all over the internet.
I mean, once they took his beer away, Luka was sad. He don't play as good.
Hey, wouldn't it be something if he would have took that beer and put a Muscle Milk in his hand?
Should have told that to Michael Finley anyways.
Listen, can I just say this? Like, the problem with sports right now, right? They did this. They went over this yesterday. And I don't look at the age of the guys that finally started winning championships. And now we see guys coming into the league that are so good so early that we eliminate some of the steps. Like, we think, oh, he's this good, he should be there now.
Yeah, it's like what they did with Anthony. Like, they were ready to make Anthony Edwards Michael Jordan.
Exactly. There's, and even the great ones have gone through trials and tribulations trying to get there. Jordan didn't win until he was 26. How old was LeBron? 26.
I think he was 26.
Right. D-Wade was 25 years old.
D-Wade was 24.
Well, yeah. It happens, right? I'm not Like, but for the most part,
does feel like it's overlooked though a little bit, does it not?
It right, but here's the problem. We overlook it because how good he is, and we exclude the steps. We exclude some of the growing up you have to do playing the sport. I don't care how good you are. Like, before age 26, we didn't call Michael Jordan the greatest. You see what I'm saying? We called him a really good basketball player with no chip.
Speaking of, by the way, I don't know what's going on in this whole Euros right now, Leroy, the soccer tournament that's going on. But today, it was Serbia versus Slovenia. And apparently, late equalizer for Serbia against Slovenia. You want to know who hit the equalizer? The guy's name?
Who?
Luka Jovic, dude. Now, that's a tandem I want.
Right.
Also, I think Goran Dragic is there. I saw him on his Instagram. He had to be so pissed. Because that dude takes his soccer seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Isn't that who got Jimmy into it?
I don't know. I think so. They used to, yeah, they were like, Jimmy had like a, I remember the first year in the locker room, Jimmy was wearing like a Slovenian national jersey.
Yeah.
From their soccer club. So he might have. He might have had a piece of it. I'm not sure. But, you know, then Jimmy became friends with Neymar. He didn't need Goran anymore.
Right. So, yeah. So I get everybody wanting to get on Luka, and UD's 100% right. But you also didn't hear UD say, like, he should already be there, right? He's like, Luka is ahead of in some aspects of his game as far as the actual basketball stuff.
Yeah.
Now he's got to learn how to be a consummate pro and all the other stuff, taking care of your body, getting your body ready, and things of that nature.
So another part of the mixed bag, Leroy. So Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, he was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday, and he said that a lot of owners, Leroy, are starting to make some noise about having a max contract for quarterbacks because the numbers are getting too out of hand. Like Joe Burrow is accounting for 25% of the Bengals cap, and that owners are looking at this and saying, hey, it's getting too crazy. We got to change something here with the quarterback contracts that are going out there. You feel like this is going to be something that pans out. Now, apparently, a lot of owners are also bucking against this because, well, they've already paid their quarterbacks. So if you're...
Nope. Absolutely
no
not.
No shot this happens.
You know why? Because for the same reason why a running back can't make any money, you ain't saying, oh, that guy's career is shorter. He should be getting paid more.
Yeah.
Right? Why you only want to limit one way? So, no. No, it is what it is. The market is the market. Ain't that right, Tua?
That's the words. And Tua's right, by the way. You know, like, right. Tua didn't get more wrong after he said that, and he saw Trevor Lawrence get the deal that he did.
Who has the shortest career in football, in sports? The running back.
Yeah, dude.
Shouldn't they be getting paid more because they play less?
Yep.
And no owner has stepped up and said, you know what? We should pay these guys more. They don't play as long. Has anybody said that?
Or you could just help yourself and like not pay Daniel Jones $40 million. Just be
as long as there's franchises, there's going to be stupid.
There's going to be bad decisions.
That's stupid things. And those are the guys that say, we're paying them too much. No, you are paying your guy too much because he ain't worth it.
This is why I can't stand this, because this is when like things come out in leagues and then you can't even understand the rules anymore. Like this whole second apron thing that the NBA has got to deal with. It's like, why do you have to put more trap doors to punish teams to make sure it's extra bad if you make a bad decision? I don't understand this. Who lets these things get through?
Here's the great thing about the NBA. Keep in mind, if an owner wants a championship bad enough, he don't give a rat's ass about the salary cap. Because Golden State, Miami, they blew right through that thing when they were on their run.
I'll tell you what's going to be interesting, though. Like, if you know, you can think giving a max contract can be a good thing. But here's the thing, what happens when you put a max contract? Then everybody expects a max contract. And then it's like one of these things.
Guys that don't.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, you got to max out Justin Fields. And it's like, what? What did we just do?
Because he's one of 32.
Sorry. Give it to me. Huh? Did you see Le'Veon Bell ripping Justin Fields yesterday?
Why?
There were some videos of him throwing routes, and Le'Veon Bell just basically went, woof, pretty late on those.
Well, I mean, like, it's June.
Yeah, but he was throwing against nobody.
It's still, like, okay. Well, maybe he got to work on some things. Like, you understand. You're filming practice. It's called practice for a reason. So you can work on your skill. So do you expect every practice to be perfect? I love the way we watched practice. These reporters and everybody go to practice and say, "Oh, he had a rough one." Yes, so he could get ready for the game.
Counterpoint, though, it's not a reporter. It's a Steelers great talking about the Steelers quarterback.
Well, he should know better.
Wouldn't that be concerning? Like, if you went and said, Tua, woof. Like, I would be concerned. No. You know what you're seeing?
No. You know why? Because it's June. He is getting ready for the season. I don't understand. Like, I remember a coach telling me one time in Baltimore. I went up there, flew up there to see him because he was, you know, they had just gotten the staff together. And he say, "Oh, I want to work you out." I'm like, "It's March." "Oh, don't worry. Just want to see where you at." I say, "I'm going to tell you where I'm at. Nowhere." So we go out and work out. I go to do half of it. Like, he working me out like I would in July or June. So I stopped. Like, what? I'm not embarrassing myself out here with you. And so he said, "You need to be in better shape." And I said, "Not in March. It's March."
Le'Veon Bell also tweeted out this morning, "Wake and bake, duh."
So that's the guy you listening to. See?
Yes, Le'Veon Bell!
That dude's a dope right anyway.
Oof. Them throws are terrible. Go back to sleep, take a nap. And then you... And then now he got us on our show, and then he goes, "Ooh, wake and bake." No. Anything.
It's not wake and bake. It's wake and bake, duh.
Oh, that's the reasons why you fell for it?
No, that's what he put. Like, it's the most obvious thing. That's how he's doing. He's going about his day.
All right.
I'm sorry, Le'Veon. He does not accept your football analysis of Justin Fields.
No, it's... Dude. Look, I realize there's nothing to do right now. Okay, to all your people out there. I realize there's nothing to do. Okay? And y'all want any tidbit of football information that you can get. Right? But in practice, if a guy doesn't have a good day, that's the point.
Dade South says
you practice to get better.
Dade South makes a great point. In the spring training game, you made fun of Curtis Granderson for stepping on his glove.
No, I didn't make him for being a bad baseball player. I made him look crazy for doing something ridiculous. That was ridiculous. So if Justin Fields was running or went to throw and stepped on his shoelace and fell on his face, okay, I'm all in. Granderson, playing baseball forever, went to catch a fly ball and stepped on his glove and fell on his face. How is that not funny?
I mean, you're making fun of the... I feel like in that case, you're not really making fun of his talent. You're making fun of him. No. He's looking a little old.
Exactly.
A little long in the tooth.
I'm making fun of the act, not of the talent. But it's like, holy smokes, dude. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
How do players get better?
Wake and bake, duh.
See what I deal with? Dude, see what I deal with? See, and this is...
It's easy.
And John Michaels, here's the amazing thing, right? He only gets little bits and pieces of your ass. You like this all the time, and everybody wonder why I'm so mad at Toby. I say, because y'all only getting a little piece of it.
Take it up with your German neighbor, dude.
Again, I was mad at him at 9 o'clock, an hour before the show.
Won't see it me out. Take a break. Final hour coming up after this.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios.